welcome to today's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast. Thank you so much for choosing my podcast. It really means a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy this Friday's episode. Hey guys, I'm back for the third or the fourth week in a row that I've actually done my episode, which is kind of good because I miss it sometimes because of school. But that's fine because, I've been consistent lately, which is kind of proud of myself. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, today we're going to be discussing, in my descriptions of my episodes, I always put discussing because I want to sound fancy. But then when I say it in person, it sounds weird. So, we're going to be talking about, today in my description, I'm going to say we're going to be talking about, I'm just going to do it, man. So, look at the description, and if I didn't do it, then I owe you all, $10, whatever. Yeah. So, today we're going to be talking about season 1, episode 9 of The Vampire Diaries. If you couldn't tell what show we're talking about, it's called The Vampire Diaries. It's only, the best show of all time, but it's called History Repeating. So let's just get into it, my guys. So it starts off with Bonnie, and she's in class, and it's really boring. So she gets up from class and just straight up leaves. Nobody notices, nobody really cares. Nobody has any reaction when she literally just gets up and leaves class, which, good for her, honestly, good for her. So then she sees Emily Bennett, her, ancestor, in the hallway of the school, and she's dressed in, clothes from the 1800s, which we learn it, later is, 1860s was when she was alive, so, 1860s clothes is what she's wearing. Right. So she follows her, and then she suddenly is transported, I guess, into a cemetery, and she keeps following Emily, and there's this circle of rocks. It's rocks, and some are, higher than others, but it's, I don't know how to describe it. You probably have seen the episode, but, it's a circle of rocks. And they're, tall rocks, really, really tall rocks. Yeah. It's kind of like a building, but, not really, because it's, a circle, but it's, yeah. You know what I mean, because you've probably, you should have watched the episode if you're listening to this. But, if you're not, you can go watch the episode if you want, or you can keep listening. I'm trying my best here. And then Miss Emily Bennett says that this is where it started and this is where it has to end. And then Bonnie wakes up in her classroom, in the same class that she was in. And then she sees Emily still in her 1800s clothes sitting right next to her. And then she wakes up in the middle of the cemetery. And it's yeah. So that's kind of, I don't know if you knew this, but that's not normal. So if that happens to you, you should, see a doctor or something, man, because that's not normal. And that cuts to school, and Caroline and Elena are talking, and Caroline is mad at Bonnie because Bonnie won't give her the crystal, and then Matt is kind of awkward to Caroline, and she just says hey, and he says hey. They literally say hey to each other, and that's it. And then it cuts to history class, and we meet Mr. Alaric Saltzman, the new history teacher, played by Matthew Davis. Matthew Davis and Paul Wesley kind of got into a little argument on Twitter, 2 weeks ago, or, 2 or 3 weeks ago, yeah. Anyway, that's kind of besides the point. I'm not going to talk about that, but, Mr. Alaric Saltzman, who is importante, very importante in the rest of the series, is the new history teacher, and then it goes to Stefan's bedroom, and Stefan's still mad at Damon, and they're kind of, like, mimicking each other, like, having a conversation, but as the other brother, you know, and it's really funny, and I love this show, because, like, it's also funny, you know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like every show, even if it's, like, a serious show, you've got to have an aspect of humor. Like, it's got to be funny. Even if it's, like, one of those serious shows ever, like, you got to have some funny moments. You know what I mean? Or else it's kind of, like, boring, because it's, like, you know, people need a break from the serious stuff. We like funny. We like some comedy. So, it's really just, I was, like, laughing the whole time, and I love this scene, and I've never appreciated this scene enough. Like, this scene is great. I love this scene. I've never really noticed it, but it's great. And then, yeah. Bonnie tells Elena that she's being haunted by Emily Bennett with her necklace, which is, it's the necklace with that, like, yellow crystal. And that the one that Damon wants. Like, Damon wants it. He really wants it. And she says she wants it to stop. Which, honestly, I kind of feel that. Because I would really want that to stop, too. If I were having nightmares about my ancestors and waking up in the middle of the cemetery. When the cemetery is in the middle of the woods. So, like, you're in the middle of the cemetery that's in the middle of the woods. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then it goes to, the history class, and it's just Alaric talking to Jeremy alone, and he talks about how Mr. Tanner has a jackass file. You know, I gave Mr. Tanner a 1 out of 10 when he died, so here's another reason why. Literally the only reason he got that 1 point. You know what? I'm gonna give him a 0.5 out of 10. I changed my rating of Mr. Tanner. He gets a 0.5 out of 10 now. The only reason he even gets the 0.5 is because he insulted Tyler Lockwood. Who, Tyler Lockwood is not in this episode. So, that's a good thing, honestly. Because we don't stan Tyler. Tyler's a... Oh my god. I talk about this every single episode, and I know I do. And I'm really sorry if I'm annoying you, but, like, I really hate him, man. I really do. So, then, Mr. Saltzman says that him and Jeremy have a clean slate, and Jeremy is actually, like, when he's talking to him, he's, like, kind of, like, into it, like, he actually cares, which, again, like, it's, we kind of learned that it's because of the compulsion, that Damon took away Jeremy's pain, so Jeremy's different, you know, he's not used. Because the whole reason, like, why he used drugs and stuff was because he was in pain and stuff. And you know what I mean? Like, now he's not. So, that's, you know, good for him. Well, no, not really good for him. Because I talked about this last time. But, like, you know, he needs to feel it. Like, he needs to go through the grief and the pain and the loss and everything. So, I do not agree with what Elena did. And speaking of Elena, this episode, she was actually pretty good, except for the end. The end, she got a little, like, eh. But, yeah. And then Mr. Saltzman says that he wants Jeremy to write him a paper about local history for extra credit. So, Jeremy's like, okay, I need to pass this class, man, so let's do this. And then, Jeremy points out that Alaric has a big ring, you know, like, an old ring with a family crest on it, which, I mean, we've seen before with, those are the Salvatore Daylight rings, are the big chunky rings with the crest on it, which, you know, I really want one of those rings, honestly. No, there's this, like, sorry. I feel like I get off topic, but you know what? It's fine. This is what I'm like. I know, right? You probably feel so bad for my friends. It's fine. No, there's this, like, thing on Amazon, and it's, like, a set with, it has, like, all the characters, like, daylight rings, which I'm not gonna say who, because that's, like, kind of a spoiler. And then Elena's Vervain necklace, and, like, a a bracelet, like a nice bracelet that's later in the series. But it's like $80, but you know, it's like actually like high quality like jewelry, I guess. So like kind of want that. Kind of debating whether or not worth to spend my money on that. Anyway, back to the actual like episode. Yeah. So he has a big ring and then you know, he says, "Yeah, it's like a family thing," which is the same exact excuse that Stefan and Damon used. So, you know, he's a little sus. You're like, he, you know, he, well, yeah, you probably think, you're thinking, like, you know, he's definitely a vampire. So, and then Caroline kind of goes off on Matt, and she kind of yells at him. And Matt, okay, Matt is, like, really annoying, but at the same time, like, really sweet. Okay, I think the thing is that he's sweet, but, like, he doesn't know how to express it, and he's really bad at, like, expressing his emotions. Like, he's really bad at putting it into words, and he's horrible at saying the right thing. He always says the wrong thing. But yeah, like he called Caroline. Caroline literally went on off about how she went off about how she was like insecure and stuff. And he literally said that that was a lame girl move. And I was like, a way to make her feel better, man. You know, it's not like she literally just told you she's insecure and you called her a lame girl. So I don't know. Stefan won't go to school. He tells Elena that he's like, I ain't going to school no more. And then he says he's backing off. And she's kind of mad. She's kind of mad at him. And he says, it's easier if you hate me. And he says that it's good that she's mad. And I feel so bad for Stefan, because Stefan honestly can't really, like, Stefan really can't get a win here. Which, okay, you know, like I said, I'm Team Damon, but it's not like certain things where I hate Stefan, you know? Like, in some, like, love triangles and, like, TV shows and movies and stuff, you know, I hate the other one. Like, this isn't like that. I actually really like. I don't really like Stefan. I love Stefan. Stefan's amazing. I love Stefan almost as much as I love Damon. Versus in something like Twilight or something where I absolutely despise Jacob. But this isn't about Twilight, so you know what? We're not gonna talk about that, but even though I really could go on and on about that. But no, I love Stefan, and it's different than like other like TV shows and movies or stuff, because normally like you like w you whoever like team you're on, like you like them and you don't like the other one. Like, no, like I love Stefan. I just don't ship him with Elena. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then Bonnie will not give Damon the crystal back. Like she will not give it to him. And Damon says he wants to protect her from Emily. So he knows about Emily. He knows about like what the crystal can do. He knows that like she's haunting him. So, 'cause Damon knows everything, apparently. Like Damon's big brain. Yeah. And then Bonnie is in the car with Elena and she pulls over and she literally chucks this necklace into a field. She just chucks it into a field. And I was like, good for you, honestly, even though it doesn't work out, like good for you. Honestly, you were like, I need to get rid of this thing, but like, yeah. So good for you. That's a great way to release your problems and your anger. And then Jenna is quote unquote observing Alaric. I think somebody's got a little crush. And she's just at the, like, they're at the grill. She's at the grill with Jeremy, and Alaric is at, like, a table nearby. So she's, like, looking at him, and she's like, QW Ryan smirk. And yeah. And then Elena tells Stefan about Bonnie and the crystal, and that she's like been having like these nightmares, and she's like, you know, low key being haunted by Miss Emily Bennett. And then Stefan says that Emily was Catherine's handmaid. So Emily and Catherine were close, you know, obviously she was a handmaid. And Stefan knew that Bonnie was a witch the first time they had dinner that one night. And, you know, he was asking questions about, like, her family and stuff. And so he knew that she was a witch. And then the necklace was Catherine's. So that's not a little sus. That's extremely sus. Sorry, I've been playing too much Among Us. It's fine. So the necklace was, in fact, Catherine's. So that is very not good. And then Stefan says that he will get it out of Damon why he wants the crystal. Because they need to know why Damon wants this crystal that belonged to Catherine so bad. And then we learn when Jenna is talking to Jeremy that Mr. Gilbert was a history guy. Which I guess you kind of could have figured out from the fact that they, like, donated stuff to the archives and stuff. But, like, Jenna says that Jeremy and Elena's dad really liked that history stuff. So he was, like, a history nerd. Which, good for him. History nerds are honestly great. Yeah. And then Alaric meets Jenna. And the chemistry in the first interaction is just undeniable. It's definitely there. There's definitely something there. And then it goes to Stefan and Damon at the bar. And they're still mimicking each other. And it's great. I love it. I love it so much. Because okay, the thing is they hate each other. But they're still brothers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they may hate each other, but they still love each other because they're still brothers and they can still have these, like, moments. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then, oh yeah, Stefan is, like, acting nicer to Damon. I literally put in my notes, Stefan acting like a bro. Like, he's acting like an actual brother. He's acting like he doesn't despise Damon. Which, I mean, I understand. Obviously, he's just trying to get it out of him why he wants the crystal. But, like, honestly, it's okay to despise Damon. He kind of just killed your best friend. And I love Lexi. And I will always be mad at Damon for that. And then Bonnie. Okay, so Bonnie, Caroline, and Elena are all at Elena's house. And they're going to have, like, a girls' night or whatever, right? But, like, Bonnie and Caroline are still kind of mad at each other. So, Caroline decides to apologize. And then Bonnie says that she threw away the crystal. And Caroline gets, like, kind of mad. But then she kind of realizes. She says, screw Damon, which, love you. Yes, screw Damon. He's toxic to you. We don't stand the way he acted towards Caroline. We really don't. It was very bad. Not very bad. Extremely horrible and awful and yeah. So they kind of make up for a second. Literally a second before Caroline goes into Bonnie's bag to grab some, like, pedicure kit or something. And she finds the necklace that Bonnie chucked into the field. It's still there. Emily really wants to connect to Bonnie. Emily really wants to get to know her, like, great, 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 great granddaughter. I don't remember if it's three greats or four greats. It's one of the two. So she finds that necklace. And Caroline's, like, kind of mad, which I get. And then, oh my God, this part made me so mad. Okay. Elena and Bonnie literally start talking about the crystal and talking about ghosts and stuff while Caroline is right there. And I'm like, okay, A, what is wrong with you? You're like, bruh, like, that's so stupid of you to do. Like, you're literally just gonna outright talk to about it. And then B, You wonder why Caroline is the way she is, which I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna go into a little analysis about Caroline. So, Caroline has, she's that mean girl type who you think, oh, she has the perfect life. She has friends. She's popular. She's the sheriff's daughter. When in reality, her mom and her have a horrible relationship. She hasn't, her dad moved away with his boyfriend, so, her dad's not there. Her mom and her have a pretty bad relationship. It's not good. And then she doesn't really have any real friends. Like, she has these friends that are like on the cheer squad or whatever, but she's not close with them. She gossips with them, but she's not like actually like good friends with them. And then there's Elena and Bonnie, who are like her best friends, and they don't even like her. They don't like her that much. And I feel bad for her because it's like Elena and Bonnie are best friends, and Caroline is like trying to be a part of their little group thing. She's trying to be friends with them because they're her best friends, but they just don't really care about her, and they kind of are like their own little thing. And it's sad, and she doesn't really have anyone, and it's really sad. You know what I mean? I mean, I kind of hope you don't know what I mean because that's kind of sad, and you deserve better. Because I love you. Yeah. And then basically, Caroline says, you do this all the time where you like cut me out and stuff, which they do. And I don't really like that's not a good thing to do to your friend. And then Bonnie says that they do it because you don't listen, because Caroline doesn't listen. And then Caroline's like, I listen. And then it cuts to Jenna and Alaric at the bar. And we learned that Alaric's wife died and it's a cold case. So they don't know what happened. And they're kind of talking, getting to know each other and stuff. And then that kind of comes up and it's like kind of awkward, but it's fine. Then Stefan is with Damon and they're kind of hanging out. And Stefan, and they're doing darts. They're playing darts. And Stefan's really sus. Because he's being nice to Damon, which is not a normal behavior. He really, he isn't nice to Damon because Damon isn't nice. Damon's not a nice guy. I'm just like, I love him, but he's not a nice guy. And then Caroline apologizes to Bonnie again, and she says that Bonnie is her BFF. Like, she's her best friend. Which I was like, Bonnie obviously didn't say anything, but that Bonnie is, that Caroline is not Bonnie's best friend. Elena is Bonnie's best friend, and Bonnie is Elena's best friend, and Bonnie is Caroline's best friend, and Elena is one of Caroline's best friends, but they don't really care about Caroline, and they think that she's like, and they don't tell her anything. Like, they're not as close, and it's not that, like, they could be as close with her, but they just choose not to be, which is like really annoying, and I feel really bad for Caroline. And then after that, sorry, it's really hard for me to follow my notes because they're kind of all over the place. Yes. Caroline gives Bonnie the necklace and they kind of make up and they're like, okay, we're friends again. And then Caroline's like, let's do a séance. 'Cause she wants to see some of Bonnie's witchy. Oh yeah, and Bonnie also was like, Caroline, I'm a witch, and Caroline was like, that's kind of ridiculous. But now Caroline's like, you know what? I'ma believe you. So she's like, let's do a séance. I want to see some of Bonnie's witchy action, or some of Bonnie's witch powers in action. So they're like, okay. They're like, okay. And then, so they're doing their little seance, and while they're doing it, Bonnie calls upon Emily, And the candles kind of like the flame on the candles like grow like a lot. It gets really tall and then it goes back to normal and it only grows for a second. And then also like they get really cold. Like it gets cold in the room and they're like it's just air conditioning. And then they're like, give us a sign, Emily. And the window opens and the candles like go big again, you know, but the flames like actually stay kind of big. And then Bonnie drops the necklace and they turn on the lights. And when they turn on the lights, the necklace is gone. So this necklace thing really just keeps appearing and disappearing. And like, it's kind of annoying at this point. But, you know. And then Stefan and Damon are playing some vampire football. And it's pretty great. And then Damon knew. Let's this like Stefan wants something, so he's asks him, he's like, what do you want? And Stefan kind of goes on about how his love for Catherine wasn't real and how he was just depend and how he was just compelled. And then Damon shuts him down and he's like, no, I loved her. And yeah, he doesn't believe Stefan, even though Stefan is saying like it was just compulsion, you know. And then Stefan asks Damon, he's like, what are you, like, he literally is just asking him, like, what's your plan, what do you want with this crystal, because we still have no idea why Damon is in Mystic Falls. And then, we learn that, and Damon's like, how did you know that the necklace was Catherine's, you know? Emily gave it to her like before, I don't know, like the last time he saw her was like, I don't know. Basically, yeah, he says that like Stefan shouldn't have known that she had the necklace. But apparently Stefan was the last one to see her. And then Damon basically says, I have a surprise. I'm gonna bring her back. So Catherine is dead. And I know we have some vampire situations and stuff, but like Damon just said, I'm gonna bring Catherine back from the dead. And then it goes back to Elena, Bonnie, and Caroline. And Elena thinks that Caroline took the necklace, and Caroline's like, no, I didn't. Like, you know, kind of being accused here for no reason. And then it's on the bathroom floor. So Bonnie goes into the bathroom to get the necklace, and then the door closes and it locks and the lights turn off and they see a shadow and everyone's like screaming and freaking out and stuff. And like Bonnie screaming and Caroline screaming and Elena screaming and they're trying to open the doors to the bathroom because Bonnie's literally trapped in there all alone. And then the lights turn back on and everything's fine. Right? Wrong. Caroline, basically, Bonnie thinks she says she's fine, and Caroline thinks that she faked it, and she's like mad. And then Caroline leaves, and Bonnie says that everything's fine. Everything's not fine, but like, okay. And then when Bonnie is walking out of the bathroom, we see Emily Bennett in the mirror. So there's some possession stuff going on. And then we learn when Stefan and Damon are talking again that Emily protected Catherine. And Catherine is in a tomb under the church where all the vampires burned. Which, you know, we don't get like clarification on this yet. But if you remember in a history class one time with Mr. Tanner, Stefan said that there were civilians in a church that got burned down in the battle of, like, I want to say it was like the Battle of Willow Creek, but like, probably not. That's probably me being stupid. I don't remember the name. But, like, yeah. So, you know, that's probably how we can assume the church that Catherine was in. But apparently, she's in a tomb that was under the church. So, and then we also learn that Damon was like protecting Bonnie because he had to protect Emily's family. And then we go back to Bonnie and Elena, and Bonnie is talking, like, really weird. Caroline is still there. Caroline didn't leave. I kind of lied. Kind of got confused. Basically, Bonnie answered to the name Emily instead of, Bonnie. So, we know that she's obsessed. Or, obsessed? Why did I say obsessed? Possessed. Yeah. And then she says that it must be destroyed and that he can't have it. Talking about, you can assume he's talking about the crystal and Damon. And then Caroline leaves. And then Elena calls Stefan. And Damon, obviously with his nice little hearing, can hear their conversation. And he heard Elena and talking about Fell's Church. And that's apparently where Bonnie had been waking up from her dreams. And so they go to he goes to Fell's Church. And Emily is there in Bonnie's body. But, like, it's Emily. And she is powerful. And she is a queen. And she has the power. And she threw Damon against a tree and stabbed him with a branch. And she didn't even touch him. She literally held up her hand. She didn't touch him, and she didn't touch the branch. She was just standing there, and she made all that happen. So she is a queen, and she's powerful. She's so powerful. And then, basically, Jenna and Alaric go to, like, the Gilbert house, and Alaric walks Jenna up there. And, basically, she goes inside, and Alaric does not follow her inside. And she says that he never says anything about inviting her, and about her inviting him in, but she says that she won't invite him in, but he didn't, like, prompt it, so she just said it on her own. And then he leaves, and then Jeremy finds a journal, which, it's, like, a leather journal, and it looks really old. Because he found it in the box of, like, his dad's history stuff while he was looking for stuff with his paper, for his paper. And he also finds, this is before he finds the journal, but he also finds a picture of, Logan and Jenna when they were, like, young. And nobody knows that he's dead. Like, nobody knows that he's dead, but he is dead. Don't really like him that much, though, so, I mean, I guess it's fine. Because he hurt Jenna, and we do not stand anyone who hurts Jenna, because Jenna deserves everything. And then Stefan went to the church, and he helped Damon out of his little tree predicament. And as he's falling down, I never caught this line before, but he says, "That's why I don't drink animal blood." And I love that line. That line is not appreciated enough. It should definitely be more appreciated. And then we learned that Emily didn't just save Catherine. She saved all the vampires who were in the church, who were, like, to be burned in the church, which was 27. And although that may not sound like a lot, imagine, like, a normal size class, like, you know, just a classroom full of, like, you know, a class of vampires, people who, like, eat people and, like, kill multiple people on the daily. So, you know, that's not very good. And Damon is saying how he doesn't want any of them. He doesn't need to save any of them. He just wants Catherine. He doesn't care about anyone but Catherine, because he's still, like, in love with Catherine. And then Emily says she will not free them, and she destroys the crystal. And in this moment, we've only seen emotions in Damon, like, one other time this entire season. And mind you, we're literally 9 episodes in, and he's just pretty emotionless. But in this time, right now, we really see him go through some emotions. Like, you can see it on his face. Like, he's hurt. He's upset, you know. Well, at least he thinks he's in love. Well, no, he is. He is in love with this girl. And she, like, died, essentially. But not, she didn't really die. But, like, he hasn't seen her in hundreds of years. He finally figures out a way to free her, and he's gonna do it. And then he just lost, like, everything. Like, he can't free her anymore. Which is sad, because, you know, nobody really loves Damon. Like, even his own brother, like, he's not close with Stefan. Like, it kind of, that relationship isn't great at the moment. So, you know, he doesn't really have anybody. And he wanted Catherine back. And he just lost his chances of getting her back. So, he's hurt, and in that moment of hurt, he goes up and bites, quote, Emily, who is still in Bonnie's body. So, technically, he bites Bonnie, and then, like, he gets pulled off of her, and then Stefan feeds Bonnie his blood, which heals her wound. Like, it completely closes it up, like, she's fine. And Elena's kind of shocked because she's never seen these healing powers. But yeah, vampire blood, if you, like, feed it to somebody, they can, like, heal them. So, like, good for them. And then it goes to Caroline's room, and Matt comes through the window. And he says, like I said before, he is so bad at saying the right thing. And here's another prime example of that. He says, "I don't like you." Like, what? Like, that's supposed to make her feel so much better. She's, like, confused about her feelings. She likes you. But he says, "I don't like you, but cuddling with you was nice." Like, he's so bad at saying the right thing, I swear. He says that he stayed. Here's another really bad thing he says. He says he stayed the night with her because he felt bad. Like, that's supposed to make her feel so much better, you know? And Caroline says, like, "I love being a charity case." And I was like, "Loki, you're literally making her feel like a charity case. Like, that's not a good thing, honey. Like, Matt, you really need to learn what's good to say and what's not good to say." Yeah. And then Damon is sad. Damon is, like, pretty sad. Which, you know, like I said before, he just lost the love of his life. And he's, like, sad. Understandable. So, and Stefan comes up, and Damon says that she didn't compel me, and that it was real for him. And he says that he'll leave now. So, because that was the whole reason why Damon came to Mystic Falls, to get Catherine. Because, you know, he loved her and stuff. And he wanted her back. And he came to get her. And now, what's the point in staying? Like, he's not gonna stay just to, like, stay and kill people. So, he says, "I'm gonna leave," but he's... says, you know, it was real for him, and I feel bad for him because he's a little heartbroken, because now he's, like, basically, like, he has to accept the fact that he's never gonna get her back. And then Bonnie is, like, really confused because she doesn't know about vampires. Like, she knows she's a witch, but she doesn't know that vampires literally exist. And she's confused, and she's, like, scared of Stefan, because Stefan comes up, and she, like, starts crying, which is understandable again. Like, that's kind of weird, you know, what happened. Not kind of weird, extremely weird. And then Elena says that she's gonna tell her about him, but, like, what I don't understand is she didn't ask Stefan. She wasn't like... "Can I tell her?" She was like, "I'm gonna tell her." And she says she needs someone to talk to about it, like, about, like, vampires and stuff. And I was like, bruh, you're literally gonna risk their entire safety because you need someone to talk to? Like, that's low-key so selfish. It really is. It really is. And this is, like, Elena was fine this episode. Like, I didn't have any problems with her. And this is the part of the episode, like, this through the end, I have issues with her. Like, that's selfish, you know? you don't know how Bonnie's gonna react. Bonnie could go to Sheriff Forbes and she could be like, yeah, they're vampires, kill them, and they could die. So that's like low-key kind of selfish of you. And Stefan is very nice and he is like, yeah, you tell her. Like, you know, if that were me, if I were Stefan, I would be like, you're not telling her. I don't really trust her, you know. And then Elena says that she wants to be with him and that she can do it, which again is like really selfish because she's making it all about her. Like, you didn't ask about Stefan's feelings. What if Stefan doesn't want to be like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't care about Stefan's feelings, or I don't know, maybe you do, but you didn't care about them in this moment. You didn't ask. You were like, I can do it, so let's do it because I can. Like, you didn't ask, like, can you do it? Like, no, you were like, I can do it. Which, and then he says he can't, which good for him, because he didn't just go along with her like he always does. And he says that he has to leave because people are dying and stuff. Understandable, because he's a good person. And then he says goodbye, and he kisses her hand, which is literally, like, the sweetest thing ever. Because Stefan is just, like, Stefan is such a gentleman, and he's, like, the type of guy who would, like, actually go up to your door and knock instead of literally waiting outside and texting you, like, I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, if I agree to go on a date with somebody and they are in their car and they text, I'm here, I'm not going. Like, no, that's not good. Don't do that. That's bad. That's kind of a jerk move. Yeah. And then she says, don't walk away, Stefan. And he doesn't look back. He just keeps walking into the woods. So, I mean, you know, good for him. He's not gonna, like, go back just for her, because he knows what's good, and he knows what's, like, good for, like, this town and stuff, and he knows he's, like, quote, dangerous, even though he's not really dangerous, because he can, like, you know, he's not, like, killing people. Which, Damon, like, he was killing people because he wanted to kill people, not because he, like, couldn't help it, which, I mean, is still, like, bad. So, and then, Jenna rips up the picture of her and Logan, and then, so, it's, like, the song, so you can't, like, hear anything, you can't, like, hear any conversations. But Caroline and Matt get some snacks, and they're, like, really cute, and it's a really cute moment. And like I said, like, people don't like Matt or anything, but, like, I low-key shipped him and Caroline, and I still ship him and Caroline. Like, I really do. And they're really cute. And this is what I put for the rest of for this, like, little section where it's just the music and it's cutting to the different characters. Damon equals depressed. Stefan equals depressed and mad. Parentheses, throws diary. Elena and Bonnie equals crying session. That's literally what I put on my notes. It's great. So, Damon is depressed. Again, the third time we're going to talk about this. Because he lost the love of his life. Stefan is depressed and mad. He throws his diary, like, across the room, so, because he has to leave Elena, and he doesn't want to leave Elena, because he admitted in the last episode, he told Lexi, like, I love her, and, you know, I feel bad, because he deserves everything. He doesn't deserve this. He deserves everything. And also, can we kind of talk about how Elena played with his feelings? Like, she's always on and off about him. Like, she's like, I want to date you. No, I don't want to date you. You're a vampire. I'm mad at you. I can't do this. I want to do this. Like, stop playing with his emotions. Figure yourself out, and then you can go to him. Because you really have some, you clearly have some issues you need to work through, which there's nothing wrong with that. So, you work through your issues, and you figure out what you want, and, like, if you can be with him, and then you can go to him. But for now, like, don't play with his feelings, because he never did anything wrong. And he deserves everything. And then Elena and Bonnie are crying together. Now, we don't get any sound. Like I said, it's just the music. But it looks like, it literally looks like That Bonnie is the one comforting Elena because Elena just got like dumped. But Bonnie literally almost died, which Bonnie is crying too, so I can kind of assume that like they're kind of like crying together and like but it just looks like Bonnie is comforting Elena and I was like really? But honestly, I don't know for sure. So if they were like comforting each other, like that's fine, you know? And then the episode ends with the doorbell ringing and Jenna goes to get it. And Logan is there, who is supposed to be dead, by the way. And it's nighttime. And he says, "Aren't you gonna invite me in?" And then the episode ends. So you can kind of infer that, like, because Logan literally died, that Logan is a vampire. But the question is, how did Logan have like vampire blood in his system when he died? Like, I don't know, man. Because that's how it works, you know? Anyway, that is the end of season one, episode 9, History Repeating. I like this episode. I think it's a pretty good episode. I really liked the relationship between, even though like it wasn't real and like they were kind of faking it and they didn't actually like each other. I really liked the relationship between Stefan and Damon in this episode. So I liked this episode. I think it was a good one. And I hope you liked the episode and the episode of the podcast that I just made. Because I work hard on these things. I literally take notes on the Vampire Diaries. My friends make so much fun of me, but you know what? I like doing this, so I'ma do it. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this, and thank you so much for listening, and you should really come back next Friday for a new episode, and have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Vampire Diaries podcast, and I hope you come back next Friday for a brand new episode. You can email me at thevampirediariespodcast@gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram at thevampirediariespodcast. Bye!